Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining me here on the Daily Program. First off, could you tell us a little bit about the trial? What did it actually entail?
So the trial was designed to see if we could actually prevent people developing depression by tackling insomnia. So the idea is that we're actually trying to prevent depression. So what we did was invite 1,000 or more people. It was actually 1,149 people to be randomised to either get the shut eye condition, which is an insomnia treatment program, or a controlled condition. That is a condition that we didn't think had any active ingredients in it. And what we found after 6 weeks and 6 months was that not only had insomnia symptoms decreased, but we'd actually prevented people from developing more severe depression symptoms.
Why did you choose to run the trial online as opposed to face-to-face? Was part of the thinking because of this stigma around getting help for mental health?
Yes, that was one of the major reasons, which is that we think people don't always have good access to general practice or to getting mental health care, but they can get online and actually find the programs there. But the other reason is that once you do find an effect like this, and a very strong effect in our trial, it means that those online programs are now available for people all over the world. So it's partly a dissemination, and it's also, as you say, it's a lower stigma and an easier access route.
So looking at that connection between insomnia and depression, do some of the people who suffer from both not actually realise the connection?
I think young people in particular haven't really got the vocabulary developed to describe sort of feeling bad and feeling the sort of feelings that people have when they are depressed. So insomnia is more salient. You know, I think most people know when they can't sleep and when it's starting to interfere with their life and making things very hard for them. So it's a kind of lever. Yeah, you're right.
So what were the most significant outcomes of the trial in relation to that connection?
Well, I think the most interesting thing, one of the more interesting things that we hadn't even expected was that the size of the effect was quite large. And so we were getting reductions in depression status that were very similar to what might be offered by face-to-face treatment, and at the same level that you might expect with medication for depression, so antidepressants.
Well, it's interesting there, of course, you mentioned it being online, opening up the possibility of treating people all around the world when face-to-face treatment is obviously only the people who are around the block who could actually approach there and actually speak to a doctor face-to-face. So looking at treatment, looking at possible treatments in the future, what have these results told you?
I think these results show us that people are pretty powerful when these online programs are able to give them the techniques that clinicians use. So basically, if you go on and do the program, you'll see that many of the techniques that are given are the things that as clinical psychologists and others would use to help treat people with depression or insomnia. So it's empowering people, I think, and it just shows what we can do for ourselves.
Empowerment, very, very important. Helen, thank you so much. Obviously, fantastic work you guys are doing at the Black Dog Institute. Really appreciate you coming on and having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Oh, thanks for letting me talk about it. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.